This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We often hear of people struggling to make sense of why they survive terrible events when other people don't. How have you dealt with that question for yourself?
I know everybody handles adversity in their life differently, but it has renewed my faith and strength and my belief in the power of prayer. And I thank God I never had to suffer depression or anything like that, anxiety attack, anything. And I think it has a lot to do with God's grace on my life that day. I look at myself as a proof of God's existence in this world, you know, to people who don't believe that there is a God. But without him, I'm totally nothing, and I could not have done it and survived that without him being there for me. And for him to give me the second chance, I am forever grateful, and I just want to live my life and keep my promises that I made to him under that day.
Yeah. Your book lists a lesson that you learned as a result of your experience, not only take second chances, but also be prepared for death. Mm-hmm. Why is that message so important?
You know, it's because life is not guaranteed to any one of us. And if I had gotten out there on her just being lucky, I should say, I would have gone back living the same life I was living before. Life full of, you know, fun, party, fame, whatever. But I get a second chance in life, and in somewhat I kind of cheat that in a way, but I don't take it as that totally, because I think God had that. It had to happen to me. It's my wake up call. I take it as a wake up call personally, because it made me a better person. It made me have a closer and deeper relationship with God as well. And, you know, to be out here and doing God's work is just it's just to glorify his name, and that gives me hope, and I can see when I tell my story, it does bring hope and inspiration to other people as well, and to encourage to use our faith and just to believe in the power of prayer. So, you know, I cheated that, but I know God had that bigger plan and a purpose for me, and that's why I'm here today.
You write that you suppose that you've forgiven the terrorists because you've never let their actions control your life. Now, given all that you've gone through, it seems a surprising response that you're not, you know, angry in some ways. Can you tell us more about why you have this attitude?
Yeah, I think I developed this attitude since I was pulled out of the World Trade Center. When I got to the hospital, I totally had this new feeling within me and this new attitude of somewhat forgiveness and happy and joyful and just grateful to be alive. And what happened to the people that day who lost their lives because of the terrorist attack, it's sad. It's so sad to me. But I really don't know. I don't have the answer of why it happened and why people had to lose their life that day. But me, I'm just trying to stay focused and know that, you know, everything happened for a reason somewhat, and it's not by coincidence thing happened in our life. And it's just a matter of time, you know, everybody got to face the maker, our maker one day. And what happened that day, you know, people lost a lot of their life. It's totally unforgiven for the person who did that. And but I am not the judge of consequences in life. And, you know, I was hoping, praying that God is going to handle it and people can get some sort of satisfaction, you know, for what happened to their family who lost their life. And
so God will judge the people?
God will definitely be the judge of that.
Okay. Now, it's lastly, mm-hmm. How will you spend the 10th anniversary of 9/11?
Well, my plan for the 10th anniversary is to be at my church. I would be speaking at my church, and I plan to be doing a live media that morning of September 11. And I really didn't plan to be at the site, but if I have to, I will, because telling my story to the world and, you know, encouraging faith in people's life, it really helps them to overcome what adversity that they might be facing in their life. And if I have to do that, I will. But just being with my family and friends and being forever grateful for life. It's been 10 years, and I can't believe it's 10 years. And I'm here today, and I'm forever grateful for that. And I just want to share that with the world. But my anniversary is just going to be a joyful, yet it's going to be sad, but it's going to be a most joyful time for me, because I live to see you next year, and hope to see many, many more.
Thank you for speaking with us, Janelle.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.